Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 18th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Nintendo announced it sold 15 million Switch units in North America since its launch in 2017. Nintendo's previous console, the Wii U, sold 13.56 million units in North America over the course of its life. The company also stated that 14 titles have sold over a million copies, with Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate selling more than 6 million copies each. According to the analyst firm NPD Group, the Switch has been the most popular console in the U.S. for the last 10 months. T-Mobile announced a partnership with the streaming startup Quibi, providing its upcoming streaming service as part of an offering with the carrier. The exact terms are unknown, whether the service will be discounted or free for T-Mobile users or just pre-installed on devices. Quibi's streaming service will offer mobile-focused premium content that's 10 minutes or less, aimed at millennials, and will charge $5 a month for the service with ads or $8 a month without when it launches. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jason Rossi announced that the Strategic Automated Command and Control Systems, or SACS, has been moved to a highly secure, solid-state digital storage solution back in June. Previously, the system ran off of 8-inch floppies on an IBM Series 1 computer from the 1970s. SACS is one of the many duplicative systems used by U.S. Strategic Command to send emergency action messages from nuclear command centers to forces in the field. A listing appeared on Amazon for the as-yet-unannounced NVIDIA Shield Pro, which has since been removed. Along with a $199 price tag, upgrades appear to include a new Tegra X1 Plus chip and support for Dolby Vision HDR, plus a AAA battery-powered remote with motion-activated backlit buttons and an IR blaster. Square released a chatbot called Square Assistant, which can be used as part of its appointment service to confirm, reschedule, or cancel customer appointments by text. This requires no human involvement and is the first new service to come from Square's acquisition of the AI startup Eloquent Labs. Once customers ask to reschedule an appointment, the chatbot sends them a link to an online calendaring app. The bot uses human annotation of text to train its AI using Amazon Mechanical Turk, and customers are told up front that they're interacting with a chatbot. In early testing, Square found that the feature decreased no-shows by 10%. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that at the Adobe Max conference in November, Adobe will provide an update on Photoshop for iPad. According to an interview with Creative Cloud product chief Scott Belsky, the app is still on track to be released by the end of 2019. According to reports from private beta testers, the app currently lacks features around core functionality like filters, the pen tool and custom paintbrush libraries, vector drawing, color spaces, raw editing, smart objects, layer styles, and mask creation. According to Belsky, Adobe prioritized functions they think will be most useful to consumers, and that many features are still coming in hot due to the need to collaborate with Apple on the app. He reiterated the app will open any Photoshop file and adjust all layers non-destructively. A new Google Voice update for iOS adds better support for Siri. iPhone users can now use Siri to send messages and place calls using Google Voice outside of the app if they manually enable the feature in their iOS settings. but Google's own assistant still can't send messages over Google Voice or place phone calls. YubiKey launched YubiKey Login for Windows, which allows its YubiKey hardware security keys to be used as a login factor on local Windows OS accounts. This doesn't replace a Windows account password, but provides a second authentication factor. The app works on Windows 7, 8.1, and 10, and has previously been available for macOS and Linux. Mark Zuckerberg spoke at Georgetown University Thursday. Among his remarks, he said that Facebook has 35,000 people working on security and implied the budget is around $5 billion. He said banning political ads altogether would favor incumbents and defended the decision to not fact-check political ads as a way to encourage more political voices. Google is temporarily increasing the amount it pays for discovery of exploits in site isolation. It also expanded its vulnerability reward program to include more bugs in Blink, the engine Chrome uses to render HTML. Chrome 77 strengthened the protection, which is meant to stop one website from accessing passwords or other sensitive data from another site accessed through the Chrome browser at the same time. In Chrome 77, site isolation added protection for exploits coming through a compromised Blink rendering engine. In addition, password trigger site isolation has been enabled for 99% of Android devices with at least 2 gigabytes of RAM. And finally, Motorola sent out an event invite for November 13th in downtown LA, which will feature the, quote, highly anticipated unveiling of a reinvented icon. The event appears to show the profile of a Motorola Razr V3, and previous sources told CNET that the company plans to release a vertically folding smartphone with the Razr name by the end of 2019. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.